That's the sound of a creek running where the road should be, in front of Elvis and Laura Thacker's house in Pike County, Kentucky. The Thackers live about a quarter mile downhill from Bevin's Branch, a surface mine owned by the Kentucky Fuel Company, a Justice family company. On October 4th, rainfall overflowed a diversion ditch at the mine site. Torrents of water flooded down the mountain right into the Thackers' yard. The water was strong enough to uproot trees and send boulders rolling downhill. The road out of the Thackers' house completely washed away. Here's Laura Thacker.
And this is supposed to be wide enough for him to get a vehicle and his trailers through. Well, see, it's gone now.
This isn't the first time this has happened. In 2016, the Ohio Valley Resource reported that a flood at this same site caused over $100,000 of damage just to the Thackers' home. The Energy and Environment Cabinet is the agency that oversees mine reclamation in Kentucky. The cabinet issued serious violations for the flooding on October 4th. They asked Kentucky Fuel to complete reclamation work at the site in 2015. 3 years later, the work isn't done.
We are in an ongoing litigation situation with the company to abate a significant amount of high wall.
That's John Mura, a spokesperson for the Energy and Environment Cabinet. High wall is the term for high cliffs that are left over after mine operators cut into mountaintops, and operators are supposed to restore the mountain to its original shape when they're done. Mura says justice companies have to reclaim 2.5 miles of high wall in Kentucky. As of April this year, almost half of that was at Bevin's Branch. Documents from the court case over Justice Company's failure to clean up the mine sites show that Kentucky Fuel delayed reclamation work at Bevin's Branch. As of now, Justice Companies owe Kentucky nearly $3 million in penalties for failures to clean up their mines. At Bevin's Branch, the Energy Cabinet ordered Kentucky Fuel to fix the overflowed diversion ditch and clean up the damage at the Thacker's property and 5 other homes downstream. Richard Getty, a lawyer for the Justice Companies, questions whether his client is to blame.
If there are problems that are our fault, we will correct them. If there are problems because of the heavy rain and an act of God that's beyond our control, that's not our responsibility.
Getty also says the justices don't intend to pay the almost $3 million that Kentucky says is owed. Mira, the Energy Cabinet spokesman, says his agency hopes the justice companies take their reclamation obligations seriously. For now, the Thackers and their neighbors can only hope that Kentucky Fuel fixes the problem for good. The roads may be cleaned up, but the psychological scars remain. Laura Thacker says that with all the flooding she's seen, she has trouble sleeping when it rains. And Betty Short, who's 81, says she lives in fear, too. She lives by herself across the road from the flood site.
Oh, yeah, it does make you feel angry. It does. And you're really afraid to lay down and go to sleep at night. It's like a nightmare. You're afraid what's going to happen next.
The justice companies must pay the state $1,500 per day until they finish cleaning up the spill. If the problem isn't fixed soon, they'll likely be taken to court. Again. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Pike County, Kentucky.